Good morning, Gerard.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. What are Bill Belichick's techniques for preventing this being a trap game for you guys? Is it just the Eric Mangini factor? Is it the fact that they beat the New Orleans Saints, or you can't afford a loss in between Minnesota and Pittsburgh a week later?
I think it's a little bit of, you know, just being a big game for us. You know, we haven't really talked about Eric Mangini at all, to be honest with you. It's just about, you know, how they beat the Saints, how they're a good team, how they have a great running attack, and we need to go out and win this game.
So what's the theme this week in the club, in the locker room? What does Belichick talk about? Does he talk about just, you know, your place, you're in first place, you don't want to blow it now? I mean, how do you get ready for a game that nobody nationally even cares about?
You know, to be honest, the theme of the week is six games won't get you anywhere. So that's our attitude, and we're fighting to keep winning.
Hey, when you look at the video, just tell us how Cleveland scored. I mean, they don't score a lot. When you look at Colt McCoy on video, do you see a guy who potentially could light you guys up? I mean, does it seem in any way that he can get his team in the end zone?
Yeah, you know, he did a good job against Pittsburgh. I think he was one of two quarterbacks to throw for over 70% against Pittsburgh or something like that. So he's an accurate passer. And if you don't get him off the spot, you know, make him run around a little bit, then it'll be a long day for us.
Hey, Gerard, you've been racking up double-digit tackles every single game for the most part of this year. I guess you're not going to have a hard time locating Peyton Hillis. He's not an elusive guy, right? You're going to know where he is, and you're going to kind of be in his way. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, that is fair to say. He's a big guy, strong runner, and it'll be a great challenge for me.
All right, talk to me the difference about playing against, tackling, and controlling the three different kinds of running backs there are, and which do you prefer? Dealing with a pure speed back like a Chris Johnson, power and speed like Adrian Peterson, or a guy who just tries to run your ass over like Peyton Hillis?
No, I prefer guys like Peyton Hillis. You know, I prefer a target that's not going to move as much, that's going to challenge me, and, you know, that's going to try me every single time, you know, not try to juke me or anything like that. So, you know, I try to pick up a couple of pounds for this week just for this game. So.
You really did? You try to put on a couple of pounds?
Yeah, I try to put on a couple of pounds. I saw him on film. He's running some guys over, so I said, hey, I don't want to be on film, you know, getting ran over.
They just put, like, weights in your pockets, you know. That would work. Hey, when you saw Logan Mankins, you know, walk through the doors, did you just say hello, or did you congratulate him for his stand? Do you respect him for the stand he made on principle? Do you think he's nuts because it cost him so much money?
You know, when I first saw Logan, I told him, welcome back. You know, I get in pretty early. I get in about 6:30. He was in here before I was. Usually I'm the first guy in, so... You know, I'm just excited for him to come back. You know, I'm not sure, you know, if I'm excited what he did or anything like that, but I'm just excited that he's back now.
Does he look like he's in game shape?
He looks like he's ready to go. He looks like he's been working out, and he looks like he's ready to go.
Did you end up going against him in practice? I mean, does he step right in there?
I did go against him in practice, and he feels like the old Logan. So I'm excited to have him back, and I'm sure the offense is as well.
Hey, Gerard, did you see any evidence of what the Vikings saw in the first 3 or 4 weeks up in Minnesota, where Randy, for whatever reason, stood up and berated the caterer and just sort of threw a hissy fit and embarrassed the organization himself and the caterer? Did you see any evidence of that in all the time you played with him in New England?
You know, I never did. You know, it kind of surprised me when I heard about it. He always was a great guy and very hospitable to the staff here.
What does it mean, and how does it play in your mind and the other players' minds when you hear Randy go to the podium after Sunday's game and just send bouquets to the Patriots organization? Bill Belichick's the greatest. I love these teammates. Every single helmet in that locker room I miss. Did that strike you as odd coming from an opponent?
A little bit, but at the same time, I think Randy as well as the organization formed a great relationship. And anytime you leave on terms like that, it's very tough. And, you know, getting those compliments from a guy like Randy means a lot to this team.
All right, so it plays well with you guys because he was complimenting you and your organization and the way you do things. Put yourself in a Minnesota Viking uniform or the head coach of the Minnesota Vikings, and you hear your new wide receiver say that. How would that make you feel?
It's tough. It's tough. I would feel kind of bad.
Yeah.
I'm afraid, to be honest with you. But at the same time, you know, he's a grown man, and he makes those decisions, you know, as long as he's playing on the field, and he really can't say anything about it.
Hey, we know how we judge people on how they treat the little people. That's how we judge, you know, celebrities and powerful people, how they treat the maids or the cab drivers or the guys who bring the food into the locker room. And obviously Randy Moss is a no-class individual for the way he treated that guy. But I got to say, I know one of the little people who does business down in Foxborough and deals with the players. And I asked her, I can't say what she does, but I asked her, who is the nicest guy to you down there?
And take a guess.
Guess what her answer was?
She said me.
She said you. She said Gerard. She said he's a great guy and he's the funniest guy on the team. Is that true?
You know, I like to joke around with the guys all the time, try to lighten the mood up. You know how it gets around here sometimes, it gets a little stale, but you know, it's better time to try to lighten the mood up and change it up for the guys a little bit.
Yeah, and she said that Brady is just the biggest punk. No, I'm just kidding. She didn't say that, but I couldn't even get out of her. She deals with like 20 players, and she said they're all good guys, but Gerard's the best.
I appreciate that.
Hey, how much does Peyton Hillis weigh?
250 on the depth chart, so... He's a big guy. You know, I played against him in college. I didn't think he was that big.
Yeah.
You see him now on film, it's like, man.
He's 250. How much are you, Gerard?
I'm 248. So.
Oh, you better put those 2 pounds on just to make it even, right?
I'm trying to get up to 250 now. That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to get those 2 pounds. Make it an even contest.
All right.
What makes you so funny? Do you imitate Bill Belichick?
Oh, no, I don't do that. No imitations here.
No imitations? Do you just
I want to be a Patriot for a little while, so I try to stay away from that.
Okay, do you imitate Rex Ryan?
Not at all. I'm not good at imitations. I just like to, you know, crack jokes.
Do you not like no knock-knock jokes?
No, I don't know knock-knock jokes either. It's just a freestyle. We got to hang out one day.
Do you know like dirty jokes? Because Dean John here is the best.
Oh, I got a parrot joke for you that's going to go a long way, Gerard. I can tell you off the air sometime.
That'll work.
A parrot joke. You'll get hysterical laughter in the clubhouse, in the locker room. All right, Gerard, all right. Good luck against the Browns in Cleveland on Sunday.
Thanks, guys.
We'll talk to you next week.